Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. My name's Allie, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take kids from all around the world and lead them through some amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today is October 30th, and we're reading from Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11, and finishing in Psalm 56, verse 3. The Jews wouldn't listen to Paul when he preached to them about Jesus. What did God tell Paul to do? Let's find out. Acts chapter 18. We're reading through the New Living Translation. Let's begin. Then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he became acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers, just as he was. Each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue, trying to convince the Jews and Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed and insulted him, Paul shook the dust from his clothes and said, "Your blood is upon your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go preach to the Gentiles." Then he left and went to the home of Titus Justus, a Gentile who worshipped God and lived next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, and everyone in his household believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also heard Paul, became believers, and were baptized. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, "Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me." So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the word of God. Wow. God told Paul to keep preaching about Jesus. He comforted Paul and told him not to be afraid. It's easy to be scared when other people insult you and tell you you're wrong about what you believe. If this happens to you, remember the words God spoke to Paul. Because God has promised to watch over you, there is no need to be afraid to tell other people about Jesus. Psalm 56 tells us, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in God." Well, we did it again. We spent another day in the Bible. Join us tomorrow and we'll do the same thing. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. And remember this, you are loved. See you.